Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
94.1.com. This is the Big Party Morning Show.
It's like insane to think that anybody would be hosting an outdoor block party in December.
It is actually.
But this is like their second annual. And I mean, it was like 60 degrees. And so I'd heard about the party earlier in the week and kind of gave my, I don't know. Cause I'm thinking in my mind, like, I'm not standing out in the freezing cold. And then it was, 60. And one of the moms came sniffing around with the text again, like, "Are you sure you don't want to come?" I was like, "I'll come. Sure. Why not? Whatevs." So I pack up the kids. This thing was ridiculously off the hook. These guys go all out. So we show up, it's this block party, and it's just this small little block, and they had Home Depot show up. Home Depot volunteered and donated all these crafts. These kids built all these little gingerbread houses that they got to nail together and then keep and decorate.
How do you get Home Depot to donate? Is it for charity or something?
No, I don't know. I mean, that was the thing. These people were like Home Depot employees, and they showed up with all these kits. And it was like somebody set it up in one of the family's garages, and it was like they were there helping all the kids. Like the kids all got Home Depot aprons that they got to put their names on, and then they built these wooden little gingerbread houses that they got to decorate, and then they're like got like these little certificates of completion, like congratulations, like you're a little Home Depot-er, I guess. They had a cookie decorating station, pinata, tree lighting. Santa came and handed out presents.
Santa?
They had a taco truck for the parents and a full, like, they had kegs of beer donated from this local brewery with all these holiday micro brews. They had a band
Merry Christmas. Santa's here and a taco truck.
I know. I loved it. Are you kidding me? I was like, taco truck. You had me a taco truck. It was bananas.
So these are neighbors that are how many houses down? Like, how many houses down did you have to go?
Oh, no, we had to drive. They live in a different neighborhood. They were like, just come by.
Okay, so it wasn't your block party.
No, no. This was like a, hey, you're more than welcome to crash our party.
Yeah, that's the block party everyone wants to go to. The only reason you don't go to a block party is you're like, I don't know if I want to meet any of my neighbors.
Yeah. Well, the crazy thing is that on this, like, it's a small little block, but on this block are like four or five families that all the kids go to my kids' school. So they're all there running around. I mean, my kids are tripping out. They are sugar. They had a whole hot cocoa station. So it was like self-serve. So like the kids are like basically mainlining sugar. I mean, my daughter, I watched her at house at least like four sugar cookies.
Really?
And then down it with like hot cocoa and then just run around like a banshee in the street.
Why is this something they do every year or something? Or
I guess this is like their second or third annual.
Okay.
And
in the winter, because what if it's snowing?
Well, that's what I was like. What if it's awful? They're like, we do it, but it's just obviously it's a little bit tamer. People don't, stay out. I mean, but people open their homes. Like I had to go use the bathroom. And so everybody's like, oh yeah, you can totally go into our house and what have you. But the kids are
you should have stole something.
Right?
Just since no one knows who you are.
Yeah.
Just to get the pot stirred.
Steal something.
Someone in the neighborhood stole something from another neighbor during the block party. And they're like, I know it was that new girl. She didn't live here.
Right. Be like, what, klepto?
Why
I just
would
have all
someone
sorts of stuff.
Steal something?
You have spoons.
Just the centerpiece right off their table.
It was, it was absolutely insane. I mean, then the kids got to go and meet Santa and sit on his lap, and we got to take pictures, and then he gave them each a present. Like, he gave every kid a present that came through the line. I mean, it was absolutely...
Were they good presents?
They were cute. Like, Mara got a jump rope. Declan, get a load of this. Declan was having so much fun running around the street like a banshee playing basketball with his friends that he didn't even want to go see Santa. I was like, he's handing out presents. I go, he's handing out presents. And he goes, I'm good.
How can he not want to go see Santa?
That's what I mean. That, because all of his guy friends were there and he was guying it up.
Better.
He was running around. Yeah.
Did you tell him that Santa knows that that's going to, you know, he'll be aware?
Oh, Santa knows.
So instead, Mara, my daughter, seven. My kids have the weirdest relationship with Santa. They have such a weird appreciation. Like, they don't understand Santa. They're like, it's okay, I'm good. Like, when they go and sit on Santa's lap and he's like, what do you want for Christmas? They will honestly say to him, that's okay, I'm good.
They don't understand want.
Yeah.
They're like, we've been given everything we've ever wanted.
Well, no, I mean, it would be one thing if I was like, haha, they're dripping in video games and what I mean, but I don't think they quite understand the concept of like, no, really, well, sky's the limit. Ask for anything.
Have you had to sit down in conversation?
I've tried
with them and just go, hey, you know, this is the part of life when if you're good all year, you can ask for a pony.
Well, no, because Santa doesn't give live things.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Nope. Santa doesn't do live. Otherwise, we'd have 17 kittens every year underneath the tree for my daughter.
Yeah, I guess you're
so
right.
So thank God Santa doesn't do live.
That's funny.
No, but my daughter, I was trying to eavesdrop to get some ideas because, you know, the grandparents have been asking. And every time I ask her, she's like, well, Santa knows what I want. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. I mean, I'm sure Santa does understand. Like, apparently your Santa has ESP, but grandparents and aunts and uncles would like to get you stuff too. And then that's when they're like, no, I'm good. Santa's got it covered.
I like it. They're kind of playing the end around on you guys. They're like, no, we're solid because Santa would know. So I don't even need to tell you.
Right.
Why would I need to tell you?
That's what I got the other day. I said, well, it's just sort of, you know, so I can make sure. And they're like, no,
we're good.
Have you done the letter? Did you send them, have them do a letter and stuff? Or
I did, and it was the most ridiculous thing ever. My daughter did it the other day. We've got one of those advent calendars where every day it's like the countdown to Christmas and every day is a different activity. And the first day is let's write a letter to Santa telling him what you want. And I'm like, perfect. Let's do this. And that's when I got the whole, like, I don't need to write him a letter cause he already knows cause he's Santa dough. And I said, well, how about for the rest of us that are wanting to get you a little something special? And so we have smelly markers, a stuffed cat, and then she had to fumble for a third. And then there was like a commercial on TV for a fire truck. She's like, yeah, one of those.
She's like, mama, we rich.
Did you have to flash an invitation to get into the one percenters block party?
Yeah. I know.
How did they know? How did they keep the riffraff out?
Well, that was the thing. I mean, I guess I knew a lot of the parents. And so there was that. But I mean, I thought the same thing. I was like, I walked in. I felt like a total carpetbagger. I'm like, well, I got an invite from like two of the moms. So I felt like that had me covered. It wasn't just one mom inviting me. I had two different families. And there were other families from the school that don't live on that block that came. So that made me feel a little bit better that I wasn't the only
crasher.
Yeah. But I mean, it was like, I felt bad. Like, I was kind of like, do you guys have a cover? Like, is it like $20 or something? And they're like, no. Like, they were almost like insulted that I thought that it would like
cost something.
Well, because it's like, obviously, you guys went in together as a block party to have this. Like, did you want me to throw in for? And they're like, no, it's all good. We like do this every year, and this is our gift for everybody on the street.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1. This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Less than 2 weeks, we're going to be meeting a lot of you. Cannot wait. Diaper Drive drop-off is the 15th, 16th, and 17th of this month at 132nd and Dodge in the Linden Market, Hy-Vee.
And we played that interview we did Friday with Candace.
Yeah.
From the Liddy House Open Door Mission. You see Candace's picture on a lot of those billboards that you see for the Open Door Mission.
Uh-huh.
And everyone who meets Candace loves her. But it's always great hearing her on the radio. A lot of people heard that interview and they were like, man, it's great hearing her. She gets people fired up. But here's what we're pretty proud of. When we started this thing in like 2004, the Open Door Mission, we asked them, what do you guys need help with? Toys, clothes. Clean. They said, to be honest, diapers.
We're like, huh?
And so people here were like, So how many do you need? Whatever you can go. Why don't you guys set a goal? So we had initially set a goal that was what? In the
It was the goal.
Teens, like 19,000 or something?
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. And then it ended up getting 36,000.
In year two, the goal was 36, and we slowly like did a 94.
And then we
but this
up-
thing has escalated so much that now a year's worth of diapers that we haul in has given the Open Door Mission the ability not just to have diapers available down there, which is just south of the airport. Now they're in three other locations, South Omaha, Elkhorn, and one in Council Bluffs, and they're diaper depots where people, the working poor people, just, you know, diapers are expensive.
And it help.
Can go get a monthly allotment of them, and that's huge. That's how much this has grown.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is 100% provided for by the December diaper drive from Channel 94.1. Our three-day collection will cover all of that diaper need.
Yes.
And they so were able amazing. To give diapers down in Texas after the hurricane in Florida after the hurricane, you know, when people were loading up trucks with stuff, you know, like toilet paper and stuff they needed, people suggested diapers. Well, who has a good diaper haul? And they were able to tap into that Open Door Mission. So this is awesome.
It is awesome. I mean, a lot of us are fortunate. I mean, we got to admit, I mean, even if we're fortunate, at least maybe we can afford some stuff, you know. The women and children, the Lydia House, if you didn't know this, a lot of times are running from bad situations, you know, and it's the holiday season. So, they'll pick medicine and maybe sometimes toys and try to get the stretch out of a diaper as long as possible. And then the babies, of course, suffer. It's no one's fault. Everyone's doing what they can. So that's kind of why we do this thing to help them out. So they don't have to worry about that. The children can get what they need. They can get the prescriptions, the whatever they need there. And they can also get maybe a little toy here and there also. But the diapers is the biggest thing. And it's really a hand up. We're alleviating that cost. So their lives are just that much different. And it does make a difference. It really does.
Sounds like there's a lot of people down there.
Yeah.
I mean, already at capacity and more than normal, so that's a little distressing. Yeah. I remember in 08, like when the economy went in the tank, we almost felt weird. We didn't know how many we would get. It's like,
do you remember that?
How do you help ask people to donate when everyone's struggling? And so that was an interesting thing for the economy. People would roll up and you're able to ask people, so how's your family doing? Are you going to be able to provide for Christmas? That was a cool moment.
Yes, it was.
And that was a record year that year. Because people were more in touch, had perspective.
Yeah, they got it.
And it was like, people were like, I feel blessed that I'm able to provide for my family this year at Christmas when others can't. That's why they want to tap into this. So you wonder how the economy's doing. I mean,
well, the economy's doing well. I mean, I think just the ability to, you know, get out there and even just give a little bit. I mean, we've had people, like you said, Jeff, when the economy was bad, I mean, it was surprising. Like, it's so heartwarming to see all the people that come out and give even just a little bit that they can. But if there's enough of you that give a little bit, it all goes together into a bigger pot, you know, and you're helping people who really do need it. And I mean, it's such a beautiful gift to give people, you know, that peace of mind and know that the baby's okay. And that's one less thing that you have to worry about, especially this time of year when it's pretty stressful.
Yeah. But it is disheartening when you see how many people are standing on those street corners.
Yes. And
not everyone is faking it. It's like, I always get nervous. I'm like, there's so many people.
You just don't know.
It's got to be some kind of bellwether of the economy a broken home.
If you plan on helping out, we'd love to hear from you. All right, you can drop us an email, bigpartyshow@channel94.com. So we just kind of have an idea. We'll give you some love on the radio, naturally. It's kind of what we do. But yeah, we'd love to hear from you. So, and if you plan on, if you need to volunteer and you want to volunteer and help out, you can do so as well. Just get a hold of us, and you can also go to channel94.com. They got a little link right there that can get you all hooked up on that level. Because this is a complete community, taking care of the community. So all hands are, of course, needed on this. So thank you ahead of time.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Wake up. Wake in the morning to the sound of nonstop music.
Every morning, you're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
You're listening to the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Good morning to you. 9:49, your high day it's going to be where it's at, my friend. 61, and it's going to go down to 40, and then it's going to get down to 37 tomorrow. That'll be the highs.
You know why? Because frost has come.
Frost is cooling.
That's the cooling effect.
Oh, he is here.
There was life before frost, and now life after.
Yeah.
It's like we can forget about everything that happened from the year. What? When do you want to? When do we want to erase history? 05?
You know, I'm on.
Let's take 05.
Now
you can have that back.
I'm just in the best place in my life right now.
You're in the really sweet Scott spot.
I am in the sweet Scott spot.
We're going to start going to games again.
We are.
Going to go to roadies.
Yes.
Start making stuff look pretty.
Even if we can't get Michigan tickets, which I'm sure we can, I'm like, let's just go watch it in a bar. Even if we're up there. I've never been to the Big House. I've never been to Ann Arbor.
I'll tell you what, I commit to the trip next year. If not one, let's do two. Frost forever.
Frost forever. Are you going to go out and get a tattoo? Because that sounds like a good one.
Oh my
gosh. Frost forever.
I could do that, couldn't I?
Is there any way we could repurpose our diaper drive M's into something Scott Frost related?
We could try.
And change that into an N.
Or a Y. Add a Y and go Frost underneath it. My Frost.
My Frost.
Yeah, something weird.
Everyone's like, again, this is what makes me scared about taking a job.
Could we change it into Moose?
Moose.
Like it's a part of a sentence. I use the M to say, thank you, Bill Moose, for hiring Scott Frost.
All on his arms.
People are like, why is the M different?
Why do you both have matching M's? I'm like, I don't.
Yeah, exactly.
We have matching M's because our diaper drive got a million diapers, and it's going to do it again.
It is. Go to channel94.com. All right, all the details there. We're going to hit you up even more on the info the rest of the week, all the way up until the drop-off on the 15th, 16th, and 17th. All right, we're out of here. We'll see you guys in the morning. Have a safe day and enjoy it. It's Frost Day. Do yourself good.
Peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Big Party Show.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Show. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.